You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by local Asheville playwright and comedian Corey DeJac. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here, Emma.
Corey is also one of our excellent Asheville FM volunteers, but in other life, you do some pretty cool stuff, including a play that starts this weekend. Is that right?
Next weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Amazing. I know this is something you've been working on for a while.
Way too long.
Yes. So tell us about it.
This kind of came from the last play I wrote, which was in the Fringe Festival 2017. It was called Roman Meal. And we sort of named our troupe Down With Pants because there were no pants in the play. We had togas and dresses, things like that. So we stuck with that theme, and we still have the original Down With Pants crew, much of it intact, and we've added a lot more new Down With Pants people. There are, again, no pants in this production. Doesn't really have a whole lot of bearing on the take-home message of the play or anything. It's just this little special something we like to add to all of our productions. They're always pantsless. Boardroom is the newest incarnation of Down With Pants on stage. And we're going to be doing this at the BB Theater. It's a pantsless tragicomedy in one act. So we're not gonna break for intermission. We're just gonna keep going until it's time to go home, and we're gonna get it over with. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. I have an amazing cast together. The Down With Pants crew that is currently in action is stunning. Definitely. A lot of people you know, a lot of voices you'll recognize, some from Asheville FM and some from, faces you'll recognize also from around town. Like we have the amazing dance phenom Claire DeMas is like the feature of our play. We have April LaQueen, the entertainment producer, burlesque diva. Is well known from all the burlesque scene around here and many other projects. We've worked together in a lot of side projects with Asheville Vaudeville. So she's my co-director. Saved me from trying to direct this by myself after writing it and trying to be in it. So that would have been a disaster. She really brought a lot of expertise and professionalism and knowledge of theater that I lack to the whole production.
I'm not sure I believe that you lack that, but...
Oh, I do.
I do believe that she's amazing.
Yes, she is. We've got Rod and Gina Murphy, people might know, from the Moth Story Slams, two big favorites. Todd Lester, who was in Roman Meal, our first play, and is the host of the Synergy Story Slam at the Auditorium. He is not one of the actors in this play. He built our set this time. He stayed that Down With Pants that he was just going to be involved and made us a great set. It's beautiful. Let's see, who else have we got? Andrew Rainey is returning to the Down With Pants troupe in this play. We have Russell the Political Alchemist that you may know from Political Alchemy Radio Show here, Sundays 10 to midnight, used to be Friday mornings. There's so many more people. DJ Mouse, who's been recently an addition to Asheville FM, also is in the play. And we've got some newcomers that haven't performed before, just two, Francesca Lopez-Borges and Norma Thompson, who are both really, you're going to be looking forward to seeing what else they can do after this. And we have Mike Clare from Pretty Pretty, the band. So we're representing Rond Band, Pretty Pretty, Yeshua Morningstar, Vich Boy, the hip-hop artist, is one of our main characters also. So I can't believe I lucked out with this kind of a crew. I might be forgetting someone because there's so many people in this play. I should have started counting when I began. But oh, Trevor Robbins of Spiral is also in the play, and will be tending bar directly before the play in his costume.
Nice,
which is pretty racy.
That's amazing. Well, if people want to learn more about your theater productions, or if they want to get tickets to shows, where would you direct them?
To Down With Pants, AVL, on the Facebook.
Down With Pants, AVL. Anything else that you want the people to know? Would you repeat the days and times and location?
Yes, Friday the 27th at 9 p.m., will be our premiere. Saturday the 28th at 3 p.m. be our matinee. And Sunday at 7 p.m. Will be our closing show, all at the BB Theater, which is behind the Thirsty Monk on Commerce Street, the little cobblestone street next to Odyssey Ethiopian Restaurant and Superstition Boutique. Just a little in from the corner across from the post office downtown. What else do I want people to know about this play? That they probably won't be injured from how much they're going to be laughing, but they may have some concern that if they laughed more than we're going to make them laugh, they might have to, take a rest period to recover. And that it's not just laughs. There's medicine in here. We've snuck some medicine. We're trying to help, y'all. We're really trying to help. We're not just trying to make you spit up your drink. We're trying to help too. So
I have a question that I think everyone at home and in their car and on their bicycles who's listening to this interview might be wondering.
Okay.
Are we, the audience, allowed to wear pants?
The audience can wear pants, yes. Okay. It's all right. I mean, we're not going to call you out and, frown on your pants. But if you wanted to not wear pants, it'd be pretty cool of you.
You know?
Bring a toga, or wear a skirt, a utility kilt, anything you like, or just... This is 2018. You don't really have to wear pants anymore. Most people don't. There's just a lot of paint on leggings people are going outside with nowadays. But we're not even wearing those. So come in what's comfortable. You can come in your pajamas. We just want to see you out there.
Okay. Well, the chances of me coming are dramatically increased with my allowance to wear pants.
All right.
But I look forward to seeing what you all come up with. I know you've been working very hard on it. Thank you, Core, for letting the world know about your work. And we'll see you at the play next week. Good luck.
Oh, thanks so much. And if y'all don't come to this play, I will cry at you in front of your friends and family and coworkers. That's my threat. That's how I've been trying to get people to come. All right. I just don't want you to miss it because it's going to be amazing. And we've boiled 10 months of work into a little over an hour. That's potent medicine right there. That's the strong stuff. So check it out.
Thanks, Core.
Thanks, y'all.